I still can't believe it. 4,000 plays. Damn. Oh, no. Thank you, everyone. But no. The applause goes out to you, because without all of you, I would not be chilling. So hype yourselves up. Hype it up. Thank you. Let's get it. What is going on, wonderful, amazing, spectacular people of the world? Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. It is your boy, and hopefully still, one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillist. And I hope you've all been well. I hope you've been all feeling great. Everything that's associated with good, I hope is also associated with you. Hope you've experienced nothing but positive vibes, amazing people, and fantastic food in any specific order that you want. And I do hope that you have a place to go to when the world does the most with this trials and tribulations sponsored and brought to you by life. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Whatever time you choose to listen to this podcast, hello. It is so great to speak with all of you. Once again, thank you all so much. 4,000 plays. When I think about that number, when I look at it, I'm still in awe. I can't believe it. When I think about where I started versus where I am now, all of that progress would not have been achieved without all of you. Whether you've all listened for a second, a minute, or the entire episode, I love and I appreciate you all the same. None of this would be possible without all of you. And I really genuinely mean that. It also slipped my mind that I missed the anniversary of this podcast. It was September 1st. So the unofficial episode dropped July 24th with Drew and myself talking about soulmates and relationships. That is one of the best episodes ever done. It was organic. I was just like, you know, screw it. Let me just try this out. And that episode has one of the highest views ever. So shout out to Drew. Shout out to that trip to Walmart. Without all of that, that wouldn't have even been possible. But the official episode, episode one, dropped September 1st. Again, featuring my guy, Drew. I forget what we were talking about, though. I'll look back. But actually, you know what I'll do? Since I missed the mark, I will share the first two episodes that kicked off everything, and I'll have you all tune in whenever you can, whenever you choose. I'm gonna be applying pressure and sharing these episodes in my inbox. I send it to everyone almost every chance I get now. No one has said, yo, you know, we get it. I see your story. I click the link in the bio. So far I'm good, but I feel like I'm on some thin ice right now with a few. Somebody at some point I'm gonna send it. It's gonna be like, yeah, you know, you can't send anything to this person anymore. You've been blocked. I'm like, all right, it's cool. I'm just applying pressure for the sake of getting out of my comfort zone and doing whatever I can to get this podcast to the next level. That is still the goal. And with that being said, I'm so happy to have a episode that follows up after last week's episode. Speaking of which, thank you all for tuning in and listening and showing love. I really, really appreciate it. It's so good to be consistent. When I clicked on my computer, everything was just, I think it's finally starting to warm up. But I want to have so much faith in my computer for two reasons. One, because I like to have hope. I'm a realist now. I used to be a pessimist for a long while because of life. But before that, I was an optimist. Now I'm a realist, but I want to get back to my roots, so I want to believe that this computer can do it realistically speaking, it's had its run, so I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, it's only giving me all of this glory because it's about to die out on me. But today when I started it up, it was like, yo, 4,000 plays, I'm ready, you ready, let's do this. So it feels like when I first jumped in and I talked about whatever it was I talked about for the first time on this computer. Because the first two times when I recorded for the podcast, it was on my phone. But the first time, I was speaking on what had happened with Kaepernick, him kneeling, and how Nike had, it was something, I forgot what it was. I know I called it Kaepernick and the Burning Kicks, and I was like, this title goes hard. I'm about to go down as one of the greatest podcasters. Excuse me. I'm about to go down as one of the greatest episode titleists. Yeah, let's go with that. Let's just go with that. In history. My episode titles be going hard. Y'all know it. Y'all see it. Y'all see the greatness. I'm not even going. Now, for today's episode, I do have topics. I have had them on my phone for 3 days. I was at work. I was on my lunch break. The title came to mind, and I had all the topics ready. The only thing I needed to be reliable and ready to go was my computer. So all of this is all set. We're 6 minutes in. Let's get this started. So as you all know, well, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. If you've been tuning in for a while and you missed when I discussed that, I will speak on it again here. I try to stray away from politics. I choose to not speak on anything political because to me, it's all the same agenda. It's just two different sides of the same coin. Also, it gets repetitive, and mainly it's because these days, or maybe it's because I'm in that world now, you know, being an adult and having these conversations. It's always been like that, and I just didn't know it until I became a part of it. People seem to take things very seriously. So if you state that you are on the fence about something or you're siding with one side, you get into these passionate arguments because people automatically label you as that side wholeheartedly. Meanwhile, you just probably agree with that political side for this year, and then last year you were on their side. It's a pain, it's a headache when I think about it because a lot of stuff in politics is just corrupt. When these politicians come out and ask you for your votes and they say in return they're going to do A, B, C, and D for you, they barely do the minimum of that. They just do one thing and then they just go into their own agenda. That seems to be the case. And we fall into the loop every now and then. Now, I'm not saying every politician is corrupt. But as far as the powers that be goes, i.e. the puppet masters, it's just you never really know what you're getting into. There's always something that comes out of nowhere, something that should have been discussed that isn't, something that doesn't need to be discussed that is, which is why I am about to jump into this lane I don't want to jump into. It's just all over the place. It's like the older you get or the more you pay attention, the more you see that there's no handle on things. There's really no control. There's just a set of rules that are enforced, updated, and changed every day, and we have to abide by it. And even though this country is labeled Land of the Free, there's some fine print written there that says for the chosen free are specific to those who abide by our rules. It's weird. It's a lot of stuff going on, but you all know that. I know people that still follow politics, and they're just, yeah, I know what it is. It's just entertaining at this point. One thing I wanted to discuss was something that was being discussed in politics that has no business being discussed in politics, and that is women's bodies. It's women's bodies, and they are allowed. They have the God-given right to do whatever it is that they want to do with their bodies. There should be no rule passed on what a woman should or should not do. Whether it's a matter of pro-life versus pro-choice, it's women's choice, period. That's all I really wanted to say on that. I'm not going to break it down on why I feel that way. I'm not going to, you know, get to the root of it. It's right there, black and white, clear as crystal. That's it. These laws are so stupid. They're worrying about the wrong things. And the crazy thing is, most people agree with all of this. I call them extremists for whatever it is that they're truly passionate about, and they only dive deep into it because it aligns with what they think and how they feel about things. The extremists that go along with this, who am I to say to a woman, you shouldn't be doing that. You can't do that. It's not my body. I wouldn't even want any laws to be passed about men and their bodies. All of us as individuals are allowed, I shouldn't say allowed. All of us as individuals are free to do whatever it is that we want to do with our bodies. I was on Twitter earlier today, and I was reading something that if the government really cared about your body and your health, a lot of these fast food restaurants, a lot of these junk foods would be removed altogether, and it would just only be healthy foods and ways for you to be healthy surrounded by you, like gyms. That's the only thing. That's the only place I know. Gyms, well, places that enforce good health. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, you watch TV, you see more commercials for alcohol. You see the deals on fast food restaurants. You see your app, most apps just distributing nothing but things that are harmful for your body. And it's like, yeah, that's true. That's true. And then I thought about it. While I do agree with that, we all do have the freedom to choose where we go to eat, what we do with our bodies. So you don't have to go there. But the stuff that's being pushed, you see more unhealthy things being pushed than you do things that are good for you. And that's why I always say, when it comes down to it, the government, they don't really care about us. We're just numbers that are part of a percentage of whatever it is they have us on as that percentage on their list. I will say this, the day we all come together and we decide to fight back and make sure that the changes that we want are enforced and we're finally heard, that'll be the day when we make some significant change. And when I think about the day that people stormed the White House, I said to myself, we're getting close. That was the wrong group of people to do that, but we're getting close. I was reading this comment on YouTube. All right, let me just reveal what it was I was doing. So this morning I got up. I went on YouTube, and I decided to watch the Avengers Endgame trailer because that trailer goes so hard. And it just, the movie, it's a dope movie. And I was reading the comments and they were saying it's so crazy that when you watch this movie, it's about how 5 years later, so much has changed. If you think about it, we're kind of in those times. We can't even go backwards. We have to move forward. It was something that Peggy said to Steve about, you have to go forward. We can't change things. And that person was just basically doubling down and agreeing with that and adding their own point. 2 years ago was nothing like today. We are in different times. It's crazy. The world seems to be shifting in this direction of, you think today is bad, tomorrow's worse. And it's just really wild. And I just sit there thinking to myself, that's insane. How much has changed? The ball was dropped on a lot of things. A lot of things weren't taken seriously. A lot of things were taken seriously that didn't need to be taken seriously. I strongly believe to this day, and I'm going to keep saying this, that when it came to COVID, everyone should have been indoors the minute they said that, or the minute they hinted that we don't know how to treat this. I'm still uncomfortable with taking a vaccine, but I do personally feel that there has been some progress. I was reading, I did a lot of thinking this weekend. and I did a lot of, well, not this weekend. I did a lot of thinking over the week. I think would really push me to have a solid decision on where I am with this vaccine is Nicki Minaj. She decided, well, she went on Twitter and she was saying why she didn't go to the Met Gala because the gala required her to take the vaccine and she wasn't comfortable with it. Some people agreed with her, some people didn't. But she said something that sparked kind of, I don't want to say it was like a bad response, but it was a bunch of responses that if you read it, some days they look good, some days they look bad. They were in between. She was saying, you should do your own research and don't be bullied into taking the vaccine. Take it when you're comfortable. I agree with that. I agree with that for so many other things as well. Not even just for the vaccine. If you don't feel comfortable with doing anything, even if it is mandatory, don't do it. I understand it's weird because jobs are making it mandatory for you to take it, and jobs are looking at you as an employee, not as an individual. So the minute you may say, I don't want to take it, they just look at you like, well, no, get out. No matter how much work you may have put into where you work at, no matter how efficient you have been, no matter how essential they said you were, they just look at you as, oh, you just don't want to agree with these rules, get out. But I do believe that if you're not comfortable with doing anything, you have the freedom and a God-given right to say no. But it's hard because when it comes to jobs, it's not as easy to jump in and find another one right away. So everyone is in this tough spot where they have to go against what they believe and what they feel, and they have to give in and fall in line. And that sucks. That's a terrible thing because at the end of the day, it's like, come on. What happened to all that compassion? What happened to all the thank you all for being essential and going out there? But I'm straying away from my point a little bit. So when she said that, I was reading a lot of doctors and nurses saying, hey, look, we did the research. A lot of you are just finding a bunch of stuff online and you're posting that as actual facts. There was a joke that said some of you had your science teachers pass through your test face down, but all of a sudden y'all want to y'all claim y'all research experts. And I was like, that's crazy, because I was one of those kids that the teacher was just like, yeah, talk to me after class. And I'm like, all right, thank you, I'll do that. I think that research, wherever it comes from, constantly updates. I was talking to someone about this a long time ago, and I was saying that, I literally just said that in the beginning or the earlier parts of this episode. Things change. I was really speaking on it in regards to rules, but things change. Something that is deemed healthy may not be the only healthy alternative. Another healthy alternative may pop up, or that healthy alternative may not be healthy, and it's eliminated altogether, and there's a new alternative. As a result of that, people may become skeptical and like, I'm not taking this. I had to put my body through the first thing that they said was healthy, come to find out. Things change every day. That's, to me, is the foundation of science. Well, let me say most things. Some things can actually stay the same. Then I was reading somewhere was it Twitter? I was doing a lot of reading. I found myself at work just reading and eating. So I'm like, that's crazy. Oh, damn. So I was scrolling and I was reading and they were saying that the flu shot changes. Oh, no. I was on YouTube watching a reaction video to Nicki Minaj's response. And someone in the comments said that y'all are waiting for the quote-unquote final version of the vaccine. Meanwhile, the flu shot changes every year when you take it. But I think, I don't know really how to separate the flu and the COVID shot. I think when it came to the flu was something that was already here. It wasn't that it was breaking news that something new called the flu is out and we don't know how to deal with it. We saw how COVID was dealt with firsthand. So when they distributed this vaccine right away, it got a bit of resistance. Whereas a flu shot, as far as most of us are concerned, we were born into this world of just, hey, you gotta get your flu shot. All right, cool. It was never questioned. But I think COVID now has definitely opened a lot of people's eyes to questioning what it is that they're putting in their bodies. So I can understand that. But I did not know the flu shot changes every year. I will say that. And that's only because it wasn't something that I think about. I just, you know, I rarely take it. I don't really get the flu. It's me knocking on wood. So I don't take it. I'm not saying everyone should follow what I'm doing. But if I got really, really, really sick and I've tried every other alternative that is the home remedy route, then I will finally go and say, all right, let me get the flu shot. I will say this much when it comes to anything being put into your body. I would say if you feel comfortable with going to that route right away, that's fine. If you want to take the home remedy route, that's also fine. Whatever you choose to do for yourself, that's fine. Now, what you shouldn't do is criticize, belittle, make fun of, outcast anyone for not taking your side, or taking your route, rather. That's something that we all have to stop doing. That's why I agreed with Nikki when she said don't be bullied, because it's like a lot of people get criticized for saying one thing. If one person is against the vaccine, all of a sudden now, oh, look at this person. They swear they did their research. If some people say, take the vaccine, oh, look at you, just following whatever, not doing your research. It's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Do what's comfortable for you. I think somewhere along the way, we all got lost and we forgot that we have the choice to do whatever. Now, listen to me. Well, listen to yourself, but listen to me. Here we are in one of those weird areas where it's like, I'm telling you to do what's best for you, but at the same time, this is just me making suggestions and advice. While you have the freedom to make your own choice, keep in mind that goes to the world you live in too. So you may be comfortable with the decisions you make, but you can't or shouldn't expect others to agree with you. Meaning if you work in a place that's pretty much doubling down on making things mandatory, you have to abide by those rules. So if they fire you, or if they let you go, or if they just give you some time for you to finally come around to their side, you have to expect that. A lot of people will often enforce their way everywhere. And that's not cool. It's like, all right, if you want the freedom to say yes or no, they are people around you have that same freedom. That's kind of like another reason why I wanted the shutdown to be a little bit longer. I think everyone was just so eager to get back into their normal way of doing things that a lot of things had been forgotten along the way. So I think we all needed time to just sit, evaluate what we need to do, make changes, and then jump in. A lot of places were open for the sake of just having businesses open. There's a lot of places that don't need to be open that are open. And there's a lot of places that should be open that aren't open. The main source of all of this is just money, unfortunately. And of course, we have to have a system, because if everything stops, then we're effed. I'm not going to say the actual word. My family's listening to this podcast. Shout out to my family. So there's so much to think about. Like, when I think about COVID and I think about everything that COVID is attached to, lifestyles, just choices that have to be made, COVID has made me self-aware of what I'm surrounded by. I don't agree with a lot of the things that we have to do as a result of COVID, but I follow it. It's like I said there a while ago, there was a lot of people who were just arguing about why they have to wear masks. If you don't want to follow the rules, don't go into the store. Now, that sounds harsh, but you can't be upset that people are going by what they feel is right, because you want to be acknowledged that you're doing what you feel is right. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. And a lot of these are crazy times, and they're probably going to get crazier. So for me to just wrap my head or try to wrap my mind around things like that, I'm just ultimately going to go nowhere. We're 24 minutes in, and I basically spoke about COVID. I'm going to try to wrap this up in about 15 minutes. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, it was really love, but sometimes love can have its cons as it does its pros. And when I say love, I don't just mean it in a romantic sense. I mean love in terms of family, friends, acquaintances, rivals, enemies. I learned last week. Well, actually, I've been learning overall for the past 2 months of how strong love can be. It's so strong to the point that you may be blinded and you may want to keep things the way it's going because of the love you have for people. I was thinking about, you know, accountability. I was thinking about tough love. I was thinking about what love actually means. Now, in terms of family, I feel like love for family often casts over everything that we should be doing as family. Meaning, just because you love someone doesn't mean you shouldn't be afraid to hurt them. Now, I know everyone's going to hear that and be like, oh my God, what are you talking about? What I mean by that is sometimes you have to use your love to send the right messages across. And that actually applies for friends and every other group that I categorize. It's very important that you keep in mind, you have this awesome opportunity. You have this, damn, I had the word and it's slipping around in my head. But what I'm trying to say is, the honor of having a close bond means you get to say things that could be translated differently as opposed to someone on the outside. My grandmother used to say to me, well, pretty much a few of my family members used to say to me, it's better you hear it from a family member than to someone outside. Than to someone outside. Wow, whoa. Sorry. And I didn't really understand that because to me, I always thought if you're able to sit and process how anything is being said, you should be fine. But that's me being an overthinker. I rather hear what I need to work on from my loved ones than a stranger, even if that stranger has good intentions. And especially if my loved ones see something and they're choosing not to say it, or if they see something the same time as the stranger and they're not saying it because they don't want to hurt my feelings. I think it's an honor to be able to speak with someone that you're really close with and telling them about themselves. You should tell each other about yourselves. That sounds weird, but basically, don't be afraid to sit and talk with someone and let them know that you care about them enough to just talk with them in private about things that they need to work on, things that they need to improve, just how they can be a better person. Don't just watch them from afar make an ass out of themselves or be a fool and don't say anything because, oh no, I love them so much, I just don't want to hurt them. Because if they find out that you knew and you didn't say anything, then you might enter a whole different world and it's just like, oh God. Hold your loved ones accountable. Don't let your years of friendship or knowing someone or your relationship affect you from saying what's in your heart or saying what you feel is right. If people truly love you, trust me, they're going to come back. It's just a matter of when. Or they might just stay there and process all of that now. It is scary. I'm not going to sit here and just say it's easy to do to express or vent something that's near and dear to your heart because you care about somebody. It's very hard to dish out tough love. But for me, as a person who has all the time, who has had all the time in the world to sit and think about these things and watch how everyone interacts and wonders why people don't go a certain route when they go about interacting with people. I realize all of this is easier said than done. But for me, I want to be someone who is able to be honest and open with my loved ones, to hold them accountable in a way that only I can because of my relationship with the person. That's something that I want to do. I want to be able to just say, hey, look, I love you. Please don't take this the wrong way, but we have to talk about A, B, C, and D. And I expect that to be done for me. A lot of times I'll often hear, we didn't want to say this to you now. And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'll still have the mind state of somebody younger and impulsive and be like, you should have told me. But I do have it sitting in my head. It does finally get through to me. And I'm like, thank you for telling me nonetheless. But I am open to receive any type of criticism. I'm open to be held accountable from my loved ones, by my loved ones. I think it's important. I think that's something that we all need to think about and discuss. We shouldn't be scared to confront our loved ones or talk with our loved ones about anything, because our relationship, our bond is so deep and strong that it should allow access to have those conversations. What makes you close with the person? Love, respect, longevity. Those three keys should allow you access to just say, hey, look, let's have a deep talk. Some of me and my closest friends, we rarely have deep conversations, but when we do, it's enough to hold for 365 days. Me and my mom will often talk. Sometimes the conversations will get heated. Sometimes we'll be on the same plane. But I would love to be able to advise anyone that I feel needs a little guidance. I don't want to sit there and say to myself, I should help them, but I don't want them to. It will happen. It may happen. It may not happen. You never know unless you just open up and say, hey, look, let's sit down and talk. That's really what I wanted to share. 32 minutes, that's not bad. I got to stop saying the time, too, because last episode I said it was 15 minutes, but because of how everything was spaced out, that really wasn't the case. But when I recorded, when I record everything, I'm looking at the timer, but I'm just rambling now at this point. It's fine, it's fine. So we talked about politics and honesty today and accountability. It's kind of ironic because politics was discussed first, and they usually stray away from that. Again, all of us as individuals are not the same. Even if all of us as individuals happen to fall into the same group of something, that does not mean we're built the same way. I just avoid speaking about politics because, to me, I view it as a corrupt system. So there may be, or there are, some people who genuinely care about the people and the issues, but they can't do anything about it, because those higher than them or those in majority who are corrupt override anything they have to say. It's the same thing with the cops. There are some corrupt police officers out there, but there are also genuinely good officers out there. Now, a lot of people will probably say, you know, they should just leave altogether. I watched an episode of What If on Disney Plus recently. It was What If Killmonger Saves Tony Stark. That ended. No spoilers. But anyway, there was a conversation that Killmonger had with Rhodey. And Killmonger said, why do you work for your oppressors? Rhodey says, you have to get in the system to change it. So everyone has their own way of doing things. I can't get into the heads of everyone on this planet, so I can never know who is doing what they're saying, what they say that they're doing, or who's just saying it because it sounds good. I'll never know, but I will always give everyone the benefit of the doubt and say no one is built the same. That's why, despite every president I feel can't do much, I still pay attention to see what president is doing what they can. Well, what president for as long as I've been around. Now, I'm not going back in time to watch every president do the thing. Like, oh, you're a liar. That'd be crazy, but it would also be a good way to spend my time. Because I'm time traveling. I do feel that I was trying to avoid being harsh, but I do hope that I got my point across clearly. I've become so self-aware that me with a platform, I have to be very mindful of what I say. But as far as speaking about love and honesty, I want it to be as clear. Basically, by having access to one, you get access to the other. Love, honesty. It's not always going to be a smooth ride. It's going to get very uncomfortable. You're going to have to hit those areas that you wanted to avoid. It may be possible. It's not impossible to have a very, very, very great relationship with the people around you. But on the off chance that it is impossible, that doesn't mean that because you hit those areas, it's over. You never really know someone until you've known them for a long time. And you may only see a person's good qualities. But when you start to see qualities that you may not agree with or things that you don't want to be associated with, you have the right to leave. You have the right to do whatever you want. But if you want to stick around, don't be uncomfortable for the sake of keeping them around. Sit there and speak with them. Look, I love you, but we got to talk about this. I want to be someone that uses my love, or rather access my love for someone to strengthen my relationship with them to a point that it's never a matter of how do you feel about this and that. You already know because we've had these conversations. Now, if they're not ready to hear it, just say, all right, we'll table this conversation for another time. Don't just be like, no, we're talking about this. Lock the door and then have all our cage match. But, you know, at least just speak on something that's on your mind or on your heart about them. Just know that there's more to love than just happiness. You're going to do a lot of things you didn't think you were going to do because you love a person. Love shows you a little bit more of who you are. And I'm just going to leave it right there. Thank you all again. Wow, listen to me with the voice crack puberty. Thank you all again for listening to this podcast. For making the Chillin' with Chillas podcast what it is. I am so motivated to take this to the next level. It's only up from here. But I appreciate you all. I love you all. All of you be safe and sound. Have a great weekend. And I will be back here next week. Now I'm doubling down. Last time when I came back, I was like, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I'll be back next Saturday to speak with all of you. Be safe. Be sound. Keep your feet to the ground. And I missed that.
We're done, right? I could just, yeah.
Chillest out.